Cooperating back to zero, zero. Okay, we're continuing shear number 41. I don't know what's going on with this machine. And we're in section two, and we're in parak 3. And the first two prakim of section 3 gave us the whole accounting system, not the whole, that's the point, gave us the accounting system of Hashem b'derech klal, mitzvos, averus, gan eden, gehenim, olam, yisurin, and olam hazeh, purifying yourself from your averus, how to scrub, how to clean for Pesach. Okay. Perek Shlishi starts off that it's much more complicated than you thought. Because every person has their own personal nisyonos, and what's an avera to this person is not going to be an avera to that person. And Hashem's keeping cheshbon. And everybody, this is Perek, the first paragraph of Perek Shlishi. And all the midos and all your background and your parents and your influences and see, it's so fat to me. It's fascinating. The Zilz Hasharam is like two sentences. Everything in life is in a sayon, and you get to hear Perek Shlishi and Chelek Beis and Derech Hashem. It's like a whole huge paragraph where he elaborates on those two lines, and he explains that every nuance, Hashem wants every nuance to be fulfilled, and every person has a piece of the puzzle, and there's millions of people. We're talking just Jews, but every person has a piece of the puzzle, and they have to work and conquer their midos and do tov, and you have to be a Rachmon and an Achzori, and the Oni has his nisyon, Nisayon, and if he's going to be Mustapik Pamuot, if he's going to have Simchas Achayim, if he's going to thank Hashem for what he does have, and the Asher has his Nisayon of Kol Chivo Sim Yadi, and if he's going to be generous or stingy, if he's going to become a Bal Gaiva, if he's going to use his wealth to be Nimshach Achar Olam Hazeh. And then he says, like, everybody has a piece of the puzzle. Think of it as a jigsaw puzzle with millions of pieces, and everybody gets their piece. And that's going to... Vinei Zeh, the last few lines of the first paragraph, Vinei Zeh Ka'avdei HaMelech. So what he said in the second parak is still true, that everybody forms a huge, I think, a mosaic, and the picture is the picture of Klal Yisrael, and the people that contributed to the puzzle are going to go to Olam Haba. But each person has, and then he says, "V'hinei zeh ka'avdei hamelech, like servants of the king. Shekulam omdim l'mashmato, they all have to listen to him. Uvein kulam tzorach shetishtalim avodas malchuso." A certain project, and so the avodim have to fulfill the responsibilities of the project. This one's the secretary, and this one's the treasurer, and this one's a schlepper, and this one takes care that there's a food supply to the workers. They get breakfast, lunch, and supper, and this one does the actual work, and this one checks the work, and this one, anything. If you have any office has everybody doing something else, but they were all working together for one goal, or supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to work. Of course, it breaks down if, or a basketball team, or an orchestra. I mean, there's plenty of mashalim for this. So each baseball player, I know baseball. So each player, I imagine it's like there's another sports too. Each player has his own personal goals he's pursuing. He wants to get the most home runs of anyone in one season. He wants to bat, a decent batting average. He wants to have a decent amount of RBIs. It's like a personal goals. But it has to fit with the team. That's why you have a manager. He has to fit in with the team. If he's pursuing his personal goals of hitting, let's say, 50 home runs this season, it might not fit in with the general game plan of the team to win the pennant, because that might, the manager might have a different mahalach. So it has to work with the team. That's the point of Perek Beis. You have to be part of the team. This sounds very beautiful. The problem is now you see what Yisomim we are, that we're leaderless Beitzim, and the Klal Yisrael is fragmented. So there's no manager. So we don't know anymore. That's the story already after 2,000 years of Golus, and no Beis HaMikdash, and no Sanhedrin, and no Melech, and Golus, and all the persecutions of Golus, and then internal fights that we've always had, because there's no Sanhedrin, there's no Beis HaGadol, there's no Reish Galusa anymore, who was the recognized head of all the Jews in Golus. And everybody now is like spread out. I mean, this for a few probably for at least a good 1500 years for sure. And that's just the way it is. So we don't even know. So we try, you know, because every family is a microcosm of this dynamic, and every shul is every community, I should say, not every shul, it depends what the shul chooses to be, a community or just a place to daven. So every community is a microcosm of this dynamic, and then you have the family and the neighbor, the building maybe, and the neighborhood, and the shul, and the Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph, and then Ramat Beit Shemesh, like. So there is plenty to do. It's just sometimes, you know, because of all the internal divisions and what is going to be accomplished and what are we supposed to accomplish and what's the best way to accomplish it. So you don't have any more this tiyum between the individual goals. There's no baseball team anymore. We don't see one. If you belong to a community, a person could decide, if they, let's say, trust the Rav or trust the Rosh Kohol, they could decide, okay, this is my baseball team, and I'm going to pursue my individual goals in Avodas Hashem, but I'm going to make sure that I'm part of the team, and I'm contributing to the team too, because that's what Brother Ramchal really is telling us. Perek Beis says, you're getting into Olam Haba if you're part of the team. The Rambam says, if a person says, I'm going to go off on my own, the Rambam is very extreme. He says, I'm not part of the Jewish people. I don't want to belong to this nation, but I'm going to do all the mitzvahs and I'm going to follow Hashem's word. So the Rambam says, Ein lo chelek olam haba. Because the olam haba, and we learned the Ramchal, you could start to grasp it a little, the idea that the olam haba is for the kovetz, he says, of Yesharim. The kovetz of Tzadikim, the kovetz of people that made it. It's only a charter flight. There are no private tickets. It's only a charter flight, the flight into Olam Haba. So he says, but then each person has to earn the ticket on his own. You can't just, you know, sneak in as part of the crowd. That's what he's saying here in Perek Gimel. Okay, let's start paragraph Beis. Oh, let's finish the words at least. Ukvid pu'uloso pibukudoso keyigmaleu hamelech, who get paid based on his individual work. Achmidos achilakaze udrochav nisgavim ma'od, because, I mean, and then you judge as part of the team. I know on a report card, there's a place on the report card for, you know, the cooperates in class, but it's not true. Unfortunately, schools give 95-98% of the mark based on as if each person is an individual and their individual scholastic abilities and their individual goals and their individual, they don't look at it that way. I don't know, you know. This is like way beyond anything we're able to comprehend because it's so massive. Because each person is different and you can't, Hashem doesn't give you more than you're capable of doing. But he has to cheshbon everything. Like I said, who you're born to. We don't even think, like, which century you're born in. which country you're born in, which who's your parents, which school you go to. It's like everything shapes and forms you till you get your little piece of the pie there, your piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And everything's perfect. Everything's perfect. Perfectly matim, perfectly perfect. Every person gets what's like, wow, this is so perfect for this person. It's like with a shidduch, you know, you're at a shidduch. Ah, such a perfect shidduch. Wow. I know. Such a perfect shidduch. Okay, Beis. Vihinei. Behiyos in Yone Ha'olam Kulam Nimshachim Benetokim Mishkausulusam Inyan Inyan. Well, who remembers this? He says, now wait a second. Don't worry, it's much more complex and complicated. Everything that happens Lamata has its roots in the world Lamala, in the Nivdal world. And that's really where the action takes place. And then it's Mishal Shalamata, if you remember. It goes down the chain. And it goes down the chain until something happens Lamata. But it's really happening Lamala. And what you see Lamata, what we see Lamata is just the resting stop of everything that you could say already happened. But I don't know if it's a question of time, but it's a question of prime cause, that's for sure. As we said, everything, whether a person's rich or a person's poor, it starts off in the Olam Aruchni. What this neshama has nigzer on it, and it's mishtal shalabata into the final bottom line, which is the physical world. And there he's rich or poor, but there's something going on in all the olamos. Mimitsi Usam ben Nifdalim, from their reality in the world of Nifdalim, Ad Mitsi Usam Begashmiyim, Kamoshul Chanuliel Bechelikala Perikay. In a Kala and Yonim Ha'elu, so therefore all of these things that happen to a person and all the situations you find yourself in, not just happening Lamato, that it's only 5 hours and I really want a cup of coffee. And why did I eat at that brisk this morning? And that's 5 and 8. Some people only wait 5 hours. You know, an hour, they only wait 3 hours. The HR starts telling you, all of a sudden you become a big Talmud Chacham, and you know, in how long they wait 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And it's already 5 and a half hours, and I'm like, well, 5 and a half. Yeah. So, Prote Nisyon.